Welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast with Manuel Suarez, CEO of Attention Grabbing Media and author of number one bestseller, Marketing Magic.
My story of proximity to you is very real to you. I bought into your program. I invested in Cardone Ventures, which was a very sophisticated program itself, very intelligent process and journey to put a business through, to help it understand all these opportunities and whatever they're missing out on, right? So I went for that program. I wanted to get in proximity to you, not because I wanted something from you. There's a lot of vampires out there, Brandon, and you are in the world that people want to get close to you because they want something from you. It happens a lot. It's unreal to me because I don't really ever want something from people. Like, it comes back to me inevitably after I give first a lot. I give a lot of value and it comes back to me. I did that to you. I actually got in, maybe 2021.
Yeah, you told me, you actually came up to me and you said, hey man, everything you're helping me with my business with, I just want to repay it. Money's one thing, but I want to repay it to you by helping you get your social brand launched because I noticed that you really don't have a presence. And I was like, okay. And you said, for the next 6 months, I'll just do it for you because I know you don't even understand what it looks like, right? I'm like, okay, cool. And I told my team, just give him whatever he wants. And then all of a sudden, you know, fast forward 3 years later, I'm at 175,000 YouTube followers. Natalie just went over 100,000 because of you. So between the two of us, we've got 275,000 people that would have never known us.
That's right.
And at some point I was so blown away. I'm like, hey dude, I want to become your client. Like, what do I need to do to actually do more? And I think a lot of business owners don't think about investing in relationships. They want, like, I want to sell you something versus what you did is you're like, I'll give, and you were spending a lot of money with me. I was helping engineer your business. And you were like, yeah, besides that, I just want to take care of you. And so I think that was a good principle, but what it did is it built our personal relationship before we were business relationship.
I also knew, Brandon, that your superpower to show people how to build a business, how to scale a business, how to succeed in the whole leadership of a business was so unique that my instinct was, this is gonna be easy. Brandon is gonna make my life easy because he has the content. The value is there. I just gotta put it out there and do my thing and it's gonna start taking off, and it did. And now you got 175,000 subscribers, but you get millions of people watching your content every month. You get millions of views, right? So to take that concept right now and multiply it and put you into some bunch of other countries, that's an exciting project. Mm. Then it's gonna be a lot of fun to see grow. You've grown pretty fast. It's like 2,000 subscribers in 18 months from 2,000 to now, you maybe get 2,000 a week right now or like a few days, and 175,000 subscribers. So it's been great to watch that growth and great to watch the engagement people are saying, the impact that you're having on lives, which, by the way, Brandon, the rules of the social media game, you're going to help everybody. You impact a lot of people, and all you got to do to scale a business is get a little fraction of that to buy into whatever you're offering, products and services. So if you have gotten a few clients from that, mm-hmm. that pays for itself.
Of course.
Same thing with Natural Slim. Like we are reaching, you got to get a little tour of my office right before the podcast. 220 million accounts reached every month. If I was selling products to every single one of those, like I'll be selling gazillion billion dollars. I just need to sell to a fraction of that. So my social media game is like, I want to reach millions. So a small little fraction of that buys my products and services, and the rest of them still get value, still get help. But I keep on creating the journey for them to eventually come in and give us some of their hard-earned dollars so I can help them.
Yeah, well, you know, what you're doing for people, changing their lives through learning how to eat, putting the right things in their body, getting the right results, it's a great recipe. I love the health space. As you know, we launched a new format 2.5 years ago called 10X Health. And it's very in alignment with what you're doing. I'm very excited about that business because I've personally experienced the impact of it, but I've watched tens of thousands of people now. And so when you get behind something you really love and you love the impact that it creates and you see how many people could be customers, I'm certain for you, you run into people all the time and they're like, I was 50 pounds heavier or 100 pounds heavier and you guys changed my life and here's the pictures before and here's where I'm at now. It sure feels good to be in a business.
Yeah.
Just like our business consulting business where we help business owners grow, scale and create massive value. it feels good to be in a business that impacts real people every day and changes their lives.
Absolutely.
And you're doing that for me on the social front, because I had no idea how to create a presence, right?
Yeah.
And it isn't just running my YouTube or my other social channels. I mean, you're the ones that you guys format my videos, and you figure out what's the right thing to put out there and what things to edit or cut, or how to do shorts and do it fast. And you deploy the strategy that you guys have created that you're doing for your own business. So again, I keep going back to, why would anybody want to work with an agency that doesn't actually own a business? Like, the agency's business is selling stuff to clients.
Right.
Versus the agency exists to support the growth of their own business, and their own business is blowing up, and now you just draft behind what they're doing for themselves. And that's what I see with the agency business. And then when you see somebody's personal company blowing up, like your business is, it gives you confidence to lean more into the same agency you're using for your business. I think that's one of your biggest value propositions, is when I look around at most agencies, they're just selling stuff to clients. But you're actually created this to support you creating a billion-dollar company.
That was the idea. I created a machine so I can put my own brands through it, learn what's working and what's not working, and then export that to other businesses. That's what I want to do with you.
Yeah.
I want to help all these businesses.
We will do it.
Surprisingly, Brandon, people are not getting themselves established still. Like, all these businesses that are local stores that have valuable products and services, they don't know how to use the platform really well. Still today, the cost to advertise on platforms like Facebook and Instagram is incredibly cheap. You probably saw the explosion of the Facebook, the Meta stock recently. Advertisers are right now like, we're splurging on it. The Natural Slim brand, for example, we spend $500,000 a month on advertising. Wow. We get a 7x ROI on it, and it's kicking some ass. The CPMs, the cost per thousand, is like $2-$3. Sometimes $5 to Americans in this particular great country we live in. So it's very, very affordable. So somebody that it's like, you give me an example of a type of business, and I'll tell you what I would do. What type of business?
Let's say I'm a local HVAC company. Less to do with the offer, more to do with the structural aspect. Like, what should I be promoting on? How should I be promoting? And what do I build to reinforce? Even if I'm doing mailers, a lot of people will send out mailers saying, hey, we're an HVAC company, and you'll get it in the mail and you'll open it. There's no QR code. It's not directing you to a video that has three testimonials from your local neighbors. It's a thing. It's not a process. It's not an event. And so what do you find with those small business? They just don't know. They don't know that if they're going to put a sign out, that sign should have a QR code on it. And that QR code should drive into a landing page that should promote something that drives a call to action that then allows them to schedule off of it and grabs the information of the client by incentivizing them to put their name and phone number and what it is that caught their attention. Like that's a system.
Yeah, it's a structure. It's like, how do you combine the traditional world with the digital world and do something with it, right? Like those basic, put something like that on a flyer with a QR code that lands them on a place where they can see the information of that particular company, HVAC company, testimonials and so on. Like that would be something easy to execute on. But also, like, I can tell you the social media platforms would help you generate leads at a high volume of people that are interested in getting a free inspection of their air conditioning. Just as simple as that. You know, there's certain things that happen in HVACs that if you wait too long, it's going to end up costing you a lot longer. You take those pain points or those like concerns that they might have, and you turn them into a lead that wants an inspection that eventually turns into a sale. Right, or something like that.
And most of these business owners, they think, oh, well, I'm not comfortable putting a phone up and doing my thing. What they don't realize is, like, people probably wouldn't want to see some traditional HVAC owner's mug. They'd rather see the daughter of the HVAC owner talking about what her daddy does.
Yeah.
It's like, there's so many hacks to creating content. If I was a business owner, I'm like, I'm not really comfortable with the camera, and I had a teenage daughter or son, I'd be like, hey, post something on why someone would want to work with your dad. They're going to do it in 2 seconds and give it to you. And then you're like, hey, don't take my word for it. Hear what my kids have to say.
That's right.
But it's literally like, there's so many different ways to make yourself present in the marketplace. Is there any other way to do it? If you're not going to buy a main billboard on the main street that everyone is forced to drive down to, the only way is to be omnipresent through digital strategies. Would you
100%. 100%. And it's also easy to execute on. Like, we have seen better performance on simple phone shot videos than on high production content, like what we have here around. Yeah. Just like you said, put your daughter to talk about what her daddy does for a living, and invite people to come and be a part of it somehow. And as simple as that, it works really well.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.